You are on Texas Standard Time.
After an investigation by the Houston Chronicle earlier this year detailing how difficult it was for many Texas prisoners to get the dentures they said they needed to regularly eat and speak, a reprieve may be on the way for Texas's toothless inmates who have been denied life-altering dentures by the state. Carrie Blakinger has the story. She covers prisons for the Houston Chronicle. Carrie, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I believe this was reporting that you did that sort of prompted this change, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct.
So tell us a little bit about what Texas prison officials now say they are willing to do to help out inmates who need dentures.
Well, a few weeks ago, they said that they were going to change their policies and make dentures more broadly available, and that they were going to start a dental clinic. And it wasn't clear exactly sort of the logistics of how that would work out. You know, it's a lot of inmates to transport if you're going to have like one central clinic. And then this week or last week, actually, I found out that they're going to pull this off by 3D printing dentures.
Wait. We got to stop right there. Using 3D printers to print out teeth?
Yes, that's a thing. That's a thing that can be done. The military's already been using them. So yeah, there's already been some studies on this. There hasn't been a full clinical trial on the full sets of dentures, although they've done one clinical trial on partials. But this is a technology that's been around for, I mean, from what I'm seeing online, like at least a decade. It's not just some crazy off the wall idea. It's actually being done.
It's interesting because I think a lot of us associate 3D printing with, you know, the home printers, right? I mean, these are sort of small scale devices that cost anywhere from typically $500 to $1,000. Is it that the cost has gotten to a point where Texas prison officials think that they can do it themselves, or are these 3D dentures being done professionally at a laboratory, or how is this all going to work?
So there are companies that specialize in this, and TDCJ will end up getting some 3D printers that will be on site at one facility. They haven't picked which facility yet. They'll hire one denture specialist and then another two technicians, and they'll be able to print them on site. And it'll work by having wands at some of the individual units, and then they like wand the inmate's mouth to get a scan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll send that to the one unit that has a printer and print it out. And in doing it that way, they can avoid all of the expense of inmate transport, you know, which could be substantial if you only have one dentures clinic and, you know, inmates scattered at 104 prisons across the state. So they'll save money there. The actual purchase of the equipment, from what officials have told me, will probably be between $50,000 and $100,000. Or sorry, that's the cost of starting it up. I don't know if that is only the equipment, mm-hmm. or if they're including other stuff there. And then once they've actually got it in place, the making of individual sets of dentures is far cheaper than it would be with traditional, like, old-fashioned dentures. I'm told it would be somewhere around, like, $50 a set.
Carrie, some people might feel like this is a rather optional thing to provide to people who are incarcerated. What are the arguments there?
Well, whatever you think of whether it's necessary to have teeth during incarceration, I think at the very least, there's a solid argument that it makes sense to make sure that inmates being released have teeth because they need to go get jobs, and that impacts recidivism rates. So at the least, there's a benefit there.
Carrie Blakinger covers prisons and the death penalty for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Carrie, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.